And we are back here on Out of the Woods. I have a brand new CD here from Doug Adams. That's A-D-A-M-Z. He's a fabulous guitar player. His new CD is called National Steel. It's called Doug Adams Plays National Steel. And if you don't know what a National Steel is, it's one of those funky old guitars from the 30s and 40s that they used to have, and people still play them. Some great guests on here, including Mr. Peter Rowan, and you're going to hear him on the harmonies on this track. This one's called High Roller. Doug Adams on Out of the Woods.
I used to be a high roller. Just a low baller. I used to tip $100. Now I'm just a hog caller. High roller, low baller, $100 hog caller. I used to roll with the upper crust, straight up through the boom and down to the bust. They used to refer to me as a man. Now I'm picking up bottles and squashing cans. Upper crust, boom and bust, me the man squashing cans. I used to be a humdinger. Just a hash slinger. I guess I shed my worldly riches, digging up taters and digging ditches. Worldly riches, digging up ditches, humdinger, street singer. But I'm just as happy as a body can be, 'cause I got you and you got me. Milk and honey, bread and butter. I can feel that phoenix flutter. Well, the banker's bag is surely growing. Everybody else shows signs of slowing. It's a world full of treachery, bullies and lies. They whittle me down to a littler size. Bag is growing, signs are slowing, bullies and lies, a littler size. Well, I used to holler like a rooster crowing. Now everybody tell me that the ribs are showing. A mover and a shaker with a silver spoon. My portion is a little picky. Rooster crowing, ribs are showing, silver spoon, a little picky. High roller, low baller, $100 hog caller. High roller, low baller, $100 hog caller.
Thank you. folks might say that I'm no good, that I wouldn't settle down if I could. But when that open road gets to calling me, there's something over the hill I gotta see. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta understand that when the Lord made me, He made a rambling man. That's a life I believe He made for me. And when I'm gone and by my grave He stands, just say God's called home, your rambling man.
woke up from out of my dreams. Nowhere to go but back to sleep, but I'm reconciled. I'm gonna be up for a while. Oh, 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 I'm gonna be up for a while. Oh, 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 I'm gonna be up for a while. Weeping willow, high morning dove. Weeping willow, high morning dove. I got a woman up country that I surely love. Well, if you see my woman, tell her to hurry home. Well, if you see my woman, tell her to hurry home. I ain't had no loving since she been gone. Down last night, I tried to take my rest. Well, I lay down last night, I tried to take my rest. But my mind got to wandering like a wild geese in the west. I said, ooh, well, it ain't no use no more. I said, ooh, ain't no use no more. When my baby walked out, the blues walked in my door.
Brand new music there from Brooks Williams. New CD is called Shreveport sessions. And as you can tell, live stuff. Weeping Willow Blues. Big thanks to Tom from Twin Cloud for getting that one right out to us. Yeah, some great guitar playing on that. My very good buddy John Shane in there just before that, doing Paul Simon's Peace Like a River from his reupholstered CD, which is all some great cover tunes on there. James Leva, brand new from his CD All Over the Map, his daughter helping him out on the vocals there. And also Tristan Claridge on the cello. Great stuff. We heard Ramblin' Man from that. Doug Adams started off the set from the new one, Doug Adams and National Steel. And High Roller featuring Peter Rowan helping him out there on the harmony vocals and a little bit of guitar as well. Yeah, all right. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from beautiful central New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. Glad to have you with us this week. Happy New Year and all that. We're about to kick into a song here that is sort of appropriate for the New Year's Eve crowd, for those out there on amateur night. Christine Lavin has a brand new CD. We've been playing a couple tracks from it here and there. This is a good bit of advice from Christine to you, called If You're Drunk, You Cannot Buy a Puppy, on Out of the Woods.
There's a little pet store in Greenwich Village called Le Petit Puppy. And you can only imagine what was going on in the store that the owner felt compelled to put up an 8-word sign. If you're drunk, you cannot buy a puppy. I know, thinking, what the hell was going on? If you're tipsy, you should not purchase a kitty cat. If you're stoned, you might think a spider monkey's a good pet. But when you sober up, you won't be thinking that. Think of this as a public service announcement. If you're in your cup stumbling along, despite the obvious thrills, if you're plastered to the gills, buying a puppy now is just plain wrong. And that got me thinking, what are other things you shouldn't do while you are drinking? If you're drunk, you should not get married. Doesn't matter if you're straight or you're gay. Las Vegas wedding chapels have ruined many happy couples. I'm sure many more got ruined there today. If you're schnockered, it's not the time to photograph. Then Twitter yourself in cotton underwear. If you're plastered to the gills, despite the obvious thrills, don't even do it on a dare. Oh, the list of things you should not do while drinking is a never, never, ever, ever, ever ending one. But there are things you can do when you've had more than a few and you want to pursue a little fun. If you're drunk, it's a good time to spend money. The home shopping channel is the best. They've got blowout deals on elastic waistband pants with matching turtleneck and scarf and hat and vest. Order one in every color of the rainbow, including fuchsia, puce, celadon, and winter white. When you're plastered to the gills, there's no describing the thrills of saving so much money in one night. And if you're drunk, it's a good time for the tattoo parlor. Get a bloody painting scratched into your back. How about the name of your new lover? A single rose with the word mother. Or the Queen of Hearts smothering a one-eyed jack. Or better yet, how about a tattoo of a puppy on your tummy so you can pet it every day? When you're plastered to the gills, there's no describing the thrills of owning a puppy that will never run away or chew your new shoe. A puppy that will always, always stay. If you're drunk, you cannot buy a puppy. Let that simple phrase be your guide. Do you remember The Sopranos? The TV show, The Sopranos? Christopher sat on Adriana's puppy. The puppy's name was Cosette. Cosette died. Christopher was high when this transpired. Adriana fell into a free-falling funk. Little did she know, she'd soon get whacked by Sylvia. That actor from Bruce Springsteen's band turned out to be a punk. Then Christopher got whacked too. That's what can happen to you if if you buy a puppy when you're drunk.
Away from Eugene to Yuma, thought we'd try by train, met an old drunk who claimed we'll take the hot shot straight to L.A. When we got to the freight yard, the old man didn't have one thing to say. After a drunken fight, we spent the night stealing Eugene. I talked to the brakeman, he said the fourth track is your train, man. You're gonna need to make a switch in Roseville, California. There'll be a mission to your west man. Through a golden valley, sleeping in an alley, Bakersfield. We played for the people there, some folks to stop and stare. Them white boys doing in this part of town. Cold in California. 4 days we would be there. Took a while. Stole a smile, but we made it out. Up over the mountain ridge. Just past the Iron Bridge. It's a big yard. Them yard bulls were hard. The ground was white. Just like Desperado said. Pointed me which way to go. Middle track straight to Yuma, left track back to Bakersfield. And that loop on the right, they call that the L.A. turnaround. Boy, you find yourself on that, you get off quick. Well, it was late at night and we were sleeping tight. Woke up to some bright lights, cause we were sleeping clean in sight. It was 3 yard boys wanting to know if we were killers. See, 2 weeks prior to arrive on Yuma, some tramp shot 2 bulls dead. That was Eugene Yuma. Just Eugene Yuma.
Is a long rest, I don't know where to go. Did got time out on the West Coast. Writing lines, and don't you know anywhere's my home. End up in this ditch with nowhere else to call. And I know what brought me here. Life is hard, I'm here to tell. Certain to rise, certain to fall. Can't you catch the ball? Dust blows on the walk. I'll rise like the phoenix, and I'll walk the talk. Smog in my brain, and city lights glow below. Deed your sign, and don't you walk alone. I know where I'm from. City-sized and out on the run. For 10 years I've been out of control. I see you catch the ball. Fun too. You see me here asking something. Long time ago, the partying got hard. Caught up in life, and death takes its part. And I know where we're going to. Life is short, but what you gonna do? Here on the street, with nothing to call my own. And I catch the ball.
Doesn't live inside the blind. Let go. Step into the clearing, my soul. This kind of love don't need a home. This kind of heart beats all alone. this kind of world. Gonna let it go, lay down the things that came before. Firelight, create family, believe. Shadows become giants in the tree. This kind of love don't need a home. This kind of heart beats all alone. This kind of world, gonna let it go. Lay down the things that came before. The sky is dark enough to swallow you. A storm. Violence, the least of all its forms. This kind of love don't need a home. This kind of heart beats all alone. This kind of world, gonna let it go. Lay down the things that came before. This kind of love don't need a home. This kind of heart beats all alone. This kind of world, gonna let it go. Lay down the things you've done before.
Better days ahead of me. I'm standing at the pearly gates of heaven with no key. I'll kiss up on my fist until it's bleeding. If there's no answer, I'll wait and see who comes for me to set me free.
Mascot Theory for you here on Out of the Woods. First time hearing from them. Pretty good stuff. Their CD is called Hand Me Down Miracles and My Eyes See. Kind of remind me of Mumford and Son, don't they? David Buehler was in there. Oh, actually, we had David Crosby in there, too. I pulled that one off the shelf because I knew we had a few minutes left. From the Cros CD, we heard, which one did we hear? The Clearing, which was written by his son, David Raymond. Yeah, great stuff. And David Buehler before that, brand new stuff from his new CD, Lay Low and Catch the Ball. Jim Cavini in there from the Out of Time CD. We heard Eugene to Yuma, and we started you off there, Christine Lavin, funny stuff, and the title track from her new one, If You're Drunk, You Cannot Buy a Puppy. Yes, remember that as you venture out on New Year's Eve, unless it's too late, it might be by the time you're hearing this, but yeah. Okay, well, we are at that point where we have ended the second hour, and we're about to head on into the third hour, so we have a quick break to take. We will be right back after this.